Okay. We are here for our last Shack meeting of the year. I cannot believe that. I sent out the minutes from our February meeting. Did everybody get a chance to look over those? I know, did I send you our new members? Did I send you guys a copy of the minutes?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. I can do that.
Okay.
I'll do that tomorrow. Okay. And then do we have a motion to approve the minutes?
Motion to approve.
Okay.
Second? I'll second that.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. So I'm going to be reading different counselor news from different campuses. Let's see. From the elementary campus, as of today, Ingram Elementary has 635 students enrolled. Now they're still doing the enrollment process, but that has definitely increased. They did the pre-K and kindergarten roundup. And new student enrollment will be July 29th and 30th. Star testing is finished.
Yay.
Yes, on all campuses. Fifth grade is doing team building. And I can ask her for specifics. That's on guidance lessons. So she's going into the classrooms and doing that with the fifth grade students. For Miss Page at the middle school, they had registration on April 7th and 8th. I don't know their total number yet. And then there's a bunch of field trips on the middle school campus. Let's see, we'll go over those really quickly and then I'll put more details in the minutes. Okay, so May 1st, they had the 212 Warrior Way Initiative field trip. They went to Jellystone and they picked 10 students from each grade, 6th, 7th, and 8th, and took them to Jellystone. So the Warrior Way Initiative is from Ms. Page, because I would have messed this up completely. Each week she pushes out counseling content. The lessons focus on character traits, and throughout the week students earn tickets for demonstrating those traits. They put the tickets into boxes in a hallway. They draw names every other week, and then all tickets go into the big, I think they called it the Golden Hopper, and they drew names. So the names that they drew, those kids got to go to Jellystone for the day. And that was a big deal. They were super excited about that. Seventh grade went to Moe Ranch on May 2nd. Eighth grade is going to Lady Bird Johnson Park in Fredericksburg on the 12th. Yes, May the 12th. Eighth grade promotion is May 15th.
What time is that by chance? Do you know?
Probably 6, but let me ask.
I asked my kid. She didn't have any clue about it. And since we were in this meeting, you were mentioning it. I figured I'd ask.
She said the evening, so I'm thinking 6, but I'll find out for sure.
Okay.
And then
we're good.
NJHS is tonight. That's at 6 tonight. I do know that for a fact. We have a lot of stuff on the high school side as far as counselor news too, regarding trips, scholarships, stuff like that. We had prom on the 3rd.
Nice. Yes.
Okay. Seniors went to San Antonio on May the 2nd. The Distinguished Grad Banquet is Saturday the 10th. The classroom awards were today.
Yes.
What else am I leaving out? Because I know there's a lot of stuff coming up. Graduation is going to be at Shriner on the 16th. That starts at 6. Am I missing anything? Because I know we've got a lot of stuff.
I think the same night as Distinguished Banquet is also the senior recognition as well.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. When were college graduations?
That's going to be the 22nd.
Yeah.
Yeah, of May. Because I know if we couldn't go to prom, we were supposed to help with that. And that's in San Antonio. I think that's it for counselor news. Amber didn't have anything for nurse news. I don't have a lot. My reports will be due to the state before the end of June. We're doing our fentanyl awareness training tomorrow. That's being pushed out during NSP. And it's just, this year we decided to go with just some short videos. Very, very short, that the teachers will play for the students. And then if they have any questions, they can come ask a counselor or me.
Is that for every high school?
During NSP. And that's something that we're required to do every year. Middle school does it during Red Ribbon Week, which is in October. So we're going to try to coordinate middle school and high school next year so that we can do it all at the same time. And we actually do it during Fentanyl Awareness Month, which is in October. Gym news. Back to my paper. Okay, from Michelle. They're closing out the year with field trips, different grade levels. They had their field day a couple Fridays ago. Fitness gram testing is finished, and they're ready to report, and their final 6 weeks awards will be next Wednesday. We have early release on the secondary campus Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, so kids get out at 12:30, buses run at 1. If they have makeup hours, they have to stay, but otherwise they can go. So Monday's our only full day. Elementary school has full days until Thursday. I think they get out early. Jenny didn't have much in cafeteria news. So I don't know if you guys have heard about this, but we're doing Work Like a Warrior on Friday. Mm-hmm. And so there won't be any classes on middle school and high school campus. They're going to be doing community service type things in the community. Middle school's going to stay here. Mm-hmm. They're going to do different things around campus to clean up. Mm-hmm. High school, each teacher is going to have a group of kids. They're going to go do different things in the community, anything from going to Mo Ranch and moving rocks to going to the animal shelter and playing with pets. They're going to do a couple of things for people in the community that have signed up, but Dr. Templeton wanted the kids to get the idea of community service is a good thing. Let's help our community. Let's give back to our community. Mm-hmm. So that's a school-wide thing for secondary that we're going to do. So that's going to be all day on May the 9th. And the cafeteria is making, for the high school, they're making 434 sack lunches. So they are busy. That's a lot. Middle school is going to eat in the cafeteria, but they'll be in different shifts depending on when they're working. And we have a meeting tomorrow on the middle school side to talk more about that. So anything else that I learn from that, I can put in the minutes. New business. I think the only thing, I don't think we have to do officers this year, so they'll just stay the same, right? As they did last year?
I think so, because it's every two.
It's every two. So we should be good until next year. Unless anybody's just excited to do minutes and wants to be the secretary. No? Okay. We do have two new members that I would like to welcome. Amy Barnes.
Yes.
Bianca?
Bianca, yes.
Barrientos?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So Bianca works at the elementary school. Amy works in the community. And we are super excited to have you guys here. So
Thank you.
Yes, thank you guys very much for being here. We meet 4 times a year. Mm-hmm. That's one thing we'll decide on new business. I looked at my calendar and I don't have the calendar as far as testing and stuff for next year, but I just looked on the months that we typically meet and the first Tuesday of the month, and we'll go with that if that's okay. Mm-hmm. And then we can change that if we need to. So I guess we can talk about that right now. The dates that I picked were October 7th, December 2nd, February 3rd of 26, and May 5th of 26. And we'll say that we'll start at 4, but if we don't start till 4:15 when the cafeteria clears out, that's perfectly fine. You have anything, Stacy, in new business from the health department?
No, just getting ready, hoping all those kids will come in early for those
immunizations. Yes, me too. Me too. When we had our registration for the middle school, we had a letter for every parent that hadn't gotten them yet. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, and then, well, I'll just tell you that next year. Just if you get to call me if you have any problems and need to get a kid in. So.
Okay. Okay.
We'll make it work.
What all is it for the health department? Who all do they cover? It's underinsured and
Medicaid,
okay. Mm-hmm. So if they do have insurance, but they would have to pay like $125 at their doctor. If they tell you they don't have insurance, do y'all check that?
I mean, you cannot come to us if you have insurance, but
right.
they sign a paper saying they have no insurance.
Okay.
If they have Medicaid, then we would say they have Medicaid.
Right. But then you would. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't know if that's something that happens a lot, mm-hmm. but. Hopefully not.
I mean, I wouldn't know.
Yeah, because y'all don't.
Most preventative, no so even with high deductible plans, most preventative plans are cut. The preventative pieces covered.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I know, like, for my son, I don't have insurance for him because it's expensive. So he has his appointment at the end of May for his immunizations. But he's got his well-child checkup, too, so.
Oh, at the doctor's? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They should probably be providers, too, though.
Probably so.
Yeah, I would think for that.
Because not all of us are.
Oh.
This is in
which one do you work at?
I've got Peterson.
Oh, Peterson.
Peterson, no primary care.
Well, the ones that are, like, I don't...
Like, Meriwether is family practice.
I think you have to pay, like, probably a nurse fee if you went there where we don't charge, but...
Right. As far as dates go for next year, is everybody good with those for right now?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. And I'll send that out to the rest of the committee, and then if we have issues when those come up, if they happen to fall on testing days or whatever, then we can change those
dates. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Or homecoming or something like that. Then we can change those as we need to. The only other thing that I can think of that we need to do is this self-assessment. So it's something that we do at the end of every year, and it just makes sure that we are continuing to perform the way we're supposed to and playing the advisory role for the school. So I will just ask the questions, and you guys tell me if you think it's yes or no or doesn't apply, and if we have any comments. Okay. Are the SHAC membership representatives of the local community population? The SHAC is comprised of key school representatives, students, teachers, administrators, and counselors, key community representatives, parents, faith communities, health organizations, and businesses, race and ethnic groups, and economic groups representative of the community. That's easy. That's yes, for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Are SHAC member roles and responsibilities clearly defined?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Have members received sufficient orientation to their roles and the function of the SHAC?
Yes.
That's for you guys. I would think more than for us, but basically we serve as an advisory capacity. We don't make any rules or policy, but we advise the school board. If we were to do like a health curriculum or something like that, we would do the research on it, the background stuff, and then present the school board with what we thought, and they would make their decision from there.
Okay.
Cool. Yes. Are members willing to devote the necessary time to their SHAC role?
Yes.
Yes.
Do SHAC members understand the availability of resources for the SHAC?
Yes.
Yes.
Is the structure of the SHAC clearly defined? For example, subcommittees and defining leadership roles and responsibilities. I mean, we don't have subcommittees, but I would say yes.
Yes.
Is an elected chairperson providing positive and productive leadership?
Yes.
Yay, SHAC.
Are procedures established and utilized for conducting business? For example, there must be more than half of the SHAC members present at any meeting at the meeting to discuss or vote on any issues. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, because we've had to cancel before because we don't have a quorum. Have bylaws been established?
Yes.
A long time ago. Is the SHAC meeting at least 4 times per year?
Yes.
Exactly 4 times a year. Are at least 50% of SHAC members attending the meetings?
Yes.
Yes.
Does the SHAC have knowledge of the techniques for managing controversy and how to utilize them? Have we had any controversy that you guys can think of?
No.
Does the SHAC have vision and mission statements?
Yes.
Yes.
Has the SHAC conducted an assessment with the district staff?
Not really an assessment.
I would say that doesn't apply,
right? I don't know anything about.
What do y'all think about that one?
I would say I've either done it or not. I mean, your school board's aware. I feel like your staff's aware.
Yeah. Okay, I'll just put does not apply. Do SHAC plans and activities focus on the goals and objectives set by the SHAC and have completion dates been set?
Yes.
Yes.
Are plans made to reach goals and objectives by the targeted completion dates? Does the SHAC implement activities to support coordinated school health programming?
Yes.
Yeah, we did the health fair a couple years ago. I guess we need to talk about if we want to do that again, but we don't need to do it now. Does the SHAC address all 10 components of the whole school, whole community, whole child model? Yes, we have to.
If you're going to, sorry, go back to your health care. Not talking about it now. We did it in October during football season last year, which means that if we don't talk about it now, we're not going to talk about it before we meet again, which is in October.
I thought about that, too. Because we had to start meeting in August because of the health fair.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's something I think we need to think about, maybe email back and forth about if it's something.
Yeah.
And what, I mean, did y'all see a benefit? Did you feel like you saw a benefit out of it from the community standpoint that you heard or not? I didn't see a whole lot of turnaround from the physician side of it,
mm-hmm.
but we also, you know, have a whole lot of underinsured Medicaid mm-hmm. in our district, which is not something that, you know, as primary care do we accept.
Right.
You know, Meriwether does. We didn't represent him per mm-hmm. se, but not knowing. But
with your doc that we represented,
yeah,
probably not.
No. And that was okay. I mean, but a lot of people didn't know that we were out there on that, and not having a way to balance of whether or not, how did you find out about us, you know, type of thing,
mm-hmm.
Which is always hard. If you want to consider a health fair, I think football season is a great time to do it. I think it was very well organized and well received,
mm-hmm.
But did your benefit, the amount of work that you put in for it, was it beneficial?
In theory, I would like to say yes, but I don't think so, because I think a lot of people, and we advertised on the radio, we advertised in the community, we took flyers to like every place we could and put stuff up. We made announcements, we did call outs,
right.
But we still didn't have a great turnout.
Right.
So that being said, we have to start somewhere. So right. It's not something I would be opposed to doing again. I mean, you were one of like the people that we that we had there.
On the flip side, like a parent, not that I was not looking for it, but I didn't hear or see any of whatever was put out there.
Like, yeah,
the advertisements. The
mm-hmm. Right, so I don't know. I mean, I wasn't looking for it, but a lot of parents don't look for very much anyway.
Yeah, as a parent, so, if my kid doesn't tell me about it, or I don't get an email about it or something like that,
correct.
I'm not going to know about it either. Correct. Usually until the last minute at my house. So, yes, I know exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then on the vendor side, I did not see a benefit. I would sit there again. But
mm-hmm.
I don't think I had anybody in my chair at all.
Yeah.
Which is fine, but.
Yeah. So I don't know if there's maybe another way that we want to, because we did have a lot of good vendors there.
Yeah.
And different groups from the community that I think were very beneficial, if we could just find a way to get more people there.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't have an answer to that.
There were a lot of people that came like to see the game,
yes.
But then like as we were there with like the little tickets and come in and see the
mm-hmm.
they thought that we were going to sell them something, I
yes.
think
a lot of yes. people thought
and
we
I
were
think it
trying
was,
to sell them stuff.
I think that's the appearance that they got, instead of like, no, this is like just for fun and for you to get to know mm-hmm. about the health opportunities that we have in our community,
right?
And I think, I don't know, but I just noticed that they were like, oh, I have to go around. I was like, well, you don't have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what are you selling? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what are you? Yeah.
And I think
so I have to buy something.
Yeah.
I was like, no, you don't have to buy anything.
Yeah. Some of the local people did know about it, but then we had the people from whoever we were playing. I don't even remember who it was. They didn't know. And those, I think they were a lot of the ones that were saying, you know, do we have to buy something? What are you trying to sell me? You know, that kind of, we just want to go to the game. We don't want to
yes.
buy anything, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. So if we could find a way around that, and the vendor participation was great. We had a lot of people there, and I think that was good.
I don't think I was there because I had just started.
Yes, that was before.
But I will come next time.
But we did have the health department
there. I
will
come sit
there
with you.
So we did have a great vendor turnout, but if we could, if anybody has any ideas that to a way to maybe get more people involved, I think Dr. Templeton would be on board with it. We would just have to approach him, and I could do that. But we could email about that, too.
Sure. Okay. I just wanted to make sure that we, you know, because if that is something you truly want to revisit, I didn't want to wait until the end of football season and trying to throw it together after we meet the first time.
Yeah. Yes, because it does take, I mean, it took
a little while.
The end of the year until October to get it all done. Mm-hmm. So we definitely need a lot of time to plan it.
Yeah, because we had a lot of great prizes, too. Like, we did a little giveaway and had a bunch of great
prizes.
Would
there be a way to, like, I wasn't there, so I don't know how y'all did it, but, like, to a measure how many people actually went, or did you guys count them somehow? Like we maybe if you have so many brochures and you know that you have that many missing or something.
You've got a whole lot of, you know, that you've got the little kids that walk through and ooh, free stuff. That's all I'm here for.
Or the bounce house. You know, the bounce house.
You know, which is great. And we're, you know, activity and things is, you know, great. So as long as we're encouraging the health and stuff, but just, you know, it's hard. And I don't know, maybe we look at the football schedule and try and find where, you know, the comfort game or somebody that's also just local, so it's all localish, you know, so even if it's not just pulling, because, you know, most of our vendors were pulling from our Kerrville anyhow, so if you're pulling, you
close
know,
enough.
Close yeah, enough, maybe we have a better, you know,
right.
receptiveness of it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if we're home or away for comfort this year.
Mm-hmm. We should be I home, because I thought we were home and then we were not.
So
I'm assuming. Yeah.
So that would be something that I could bring up on the email tomorrow, since we do have a lot of people who weren't here, and just see what everybody's idea is and thought. If, you know, do we want to revisit this now? Because if so, then we do, you're right, we do need to start on it.
Or do we, you know, if we were interested in revisiting it, do we build it over the year, over this year, you know, start talking it, you know, and give us a full year to, a little more than a year to plan and truly implement and do, you know, see what there is.
Yeah, and I think that's a great idea, too. Maybe once some of the construction is a little better, because we had that issue too with the parking lot and the construction and not having as much space. So maybe for 26, 27, we could do it then.
But then we could start planning little by little across the four meetings. And not feel so rushed of, you know, and let y'all, you know what, you all have your, you know, summer where you do get the whole, you know, what, 4 week break?
Something like that.
Maybe.
Yeah. So if you guys think that's fine, then I'll just email tomorrow or whenever I get the minutes done and just see what everybody's thoughts are and say, you know, just let us know what you think about this. Is this something we want to do? And do we want to plan it over the year for the following year? Because I think that's a great idea.
Yeah. And that's what I would lead more towards. You know,
Me too.
Let's plan for 26, 27, and that gets less. More time to gather resources and things and collect if we want to do the giveaways and stuff.
It's much easier to collect prizes,
to do that kind of thing.
It is a lot easier when you've got more time.
Yeah.
So I think that's a great idea. Okay. Has an understanding of coordinated school health and its value to the community developed as a result of SHAG?
Yes.
Our regular reports submitted to district staff or the school board. Was the state required annual report presented to the school board?
Yes.
SHAC members and knowledge and awareness. Are SHAC members updated on the status of school health programs for schools in their district? I would say yes. I mean, because we have to talk about Worth the Wait and the fentanyl stuff and CPR and Stop the Bleed and all that for kids every year. So I would say yes. Is the role of the school district liaison clearly defined to SHAC members?
Yes.
Are the school board and school administration knowledgeable and about and supportive of school health?
Yes.
Are SHAC members aware of the values and attitudes of the school and community, including special interest groups?
Yes.
Are school health issues and processes available for community and student input on SHAC activities, as well as processes for communication to the community from the SHAC?
Yes.
Are SHAC members aware of the current local and state legislative mandates and historical perspectives?
Yes.
Are SHAC members aware of state and national developments in school health?
Yes.
SHAC support. Does the school board and school administration recognize and support the SHAC's role in improving promoting school health? For example, do district personnel or board members seek advice from the SHAC and act on SHAC recommendations?
Yes,
for sure. Do schools and the community recognize the SHAC as a valuable asset in promoting the health of students and school personnel?
Yes.
Does the SHAC and its members receive recognition for their contributions in school publications, news release, or other communication channels?
Yes,
when we do something. She's not actually sure of the time on the. That was Miss Page.
So I can. In the afternoon, we're good.
I can get back to you on that.
Just want to make sure that I didn't need to be out during the day.
No, it'll be in the evening. Okay, that's it on this. I'm trying to think if there's anything I'm forgetting, because there probably will be. Does anybody have anything else they want to talk about before we adjourn? No? Okay.
Motion to adjourn.
Yes.
Sold.
Awesome.